Penguin Random House Audio presents On the Move, A Life by Oliver Sacks. Read for you by Dan Warren. Life must be lived forwards, but can only be understood backwards. Kierkegaard. On the Move. When I was at boarding school, sent away during the war as a little boy, I had a sense of imprisonment and powerlessness, and I longed for movement and power, ease of movement, and superhuman powers. I enjoyed these briefly in dreams of flying, and, in a different way, when I went horse riding in the village near school. I loved the power and suppleness of my horse, and I can still evoke its easy and joyous movement, its warmth and sweet, hayy smell. Most of all, I loved motorbikes. My father had had one before the war. A Scott Flying Squirrel, with a big water-cooled engine and an exhaust like a scream, and I wanted a powerful bike, too. Images of bikes and planes and horses merged for me, as did images of bikers and cowboys and pilots, whom I imagined to be in precarious but jubilant control of their powerful mounts. My boyish imagination was fed by westerns and films of heroic air combat, seeing pilots risking their lives in hurricanes and spitfires, but lent protection by their thick flying jackets, as motorcyclists were by their leather jackets and helmets. When I returned to London as a 10-year-old in 1943, I enjoyed sitting in the window seat of our front room, watching and trying to identify motorbikes as they sped by. After the war, when petrol was easier to get, they became much commoner. I could identify a dozen or more marks: AJS, Triumph, BSA, Norton, Matchless, Vincent.